During Easter, they have those Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah.
I love those. They have them secretly all year round. You want to know how? This is going to sound insane. I found a box and I hid a box in a Dollarama. And so, and nobody goes there because it's like in front of like a plant pot or whatever. And I go in and it's like there's like 500 of them. And I go,
it's your secret stash.
Because all year, I'm like, I would love this all year round because they take them away from you at a certain point, right?
Is it expired?
No, I don't know.
If you're a new subscriber, guys, on YouTube, that's it. We're focusing on YouTube. Just message it the comment.
Yeah, comment right away.
Comment right away. Right now. Right now. Remember,
right,
guys, we love LGBTQ.
All that.
Joe Biden. Cool liberal.
And,
okay.
And if you came from us from those car videos.
Dude, these videos, I can't believe.
Yeah.
The existence of these videos bothers me.
I'm going to make a channel called Car Crashes and Faces.
Presented by It Was a Good Night.
Yeah, It Was a Good Night. And it's just going to be all that. And it's going to have a million followers. And it's just going to be.
Yeah, this is what's going to make us millionaires. And this podcast.
And that will fund the podcast. And then we'll. This is our passion. And
yeah,
that's like the business.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that game is called Beam NG Driving. And it's a car simulator.
Fantastic graphics.
It's the worst name I've ever heard for a car game.
That's
me. Beam.
That's why how we know it's good. That's how you know. Because it was made by engineers.
Yeah.
The engineers have no idea how to mark. If it was made by marketing team, it would be a crappy game, but it would be called like Big Car Crash Trump or whatever. You know, that would be the name of the game.
Hot Wheels.
Sponsored
by Hot Wheels.
Cool name.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, this is an after dark episode.
Yeah, it's an after dark, guys. It's very weird. I'm seeing Gabe on a Monday.
I'm wearing my cool. Oh, I have chocolate over this sweater, actually.
Of course.
I'm wearing this is my home sweater. I'm wearing brown.
Doesn't he look like, guys, remember in The Simpsons when, what's the name of the old, my vest.
Oh,
see my vest. Montgomery Burns. Guys, remember the song See My Vest? See My Vest?
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like he was wearing a monkey made with real gorilla chest?
Grizzly bear underwear.
Yeah. You look like you're wearing the monkey vest.
See my vest.
Also, guys, please send us money. We need to buy
a new
sofa.
Couch. Let me just check again.
Too much.
All right. This is a very categorical episode.
How was your week?
Yeah, it was fine. It was good. Today's Monday, huh? Just started. But yesterday, the Friday, we did a great show at Club Atwater. The best.
So fun. Guys, if you ever wanted to mingle with the children of Epstein Islands, like the cool kids who are not.
Yeah.
You should come to our shows.
Yeah.
That
great show.
You get to hang out with like the 1% and then us.
Yeah. It is a little like that. But I feel like
it is very like that.
The normal people of the world are slowly trickling in.
I think there's a balance because you could see like the normies, they're looking at the billionaires.
Yeah.
And the billionaires are looking at the normies and they're like,
do you think billionaires are going to that club or millionaires? I think billionaires are like, they built like a satellite that they're probably in.
Yeah. But you see, let's say you're a child of a billionaire.
Oh,
you want to hang out at your dad's gym?
No.
Or like, no, I want to hang out with the, you know, the poor, just millionaires.
Yeah. The poor dude, that's
so funny. So like, no, they don't want to hang out with their dad. You know, I want to explore the world. I'm going to go to a very fancy
it's like
gym
a very,
outside my house.
Yeah, it's like a very rebellious, like, teenager billionaire.
That's like, I want to be with the millionaires, dad.
With the regular folks.
Yeah.
You know, those regulars, dad, you know, just children of doctors and surgeons. Not people who control governments in Africa.
So funny.
To get them to send them oil, dad.
It's like a billionaire that's like really upset that his daughter is dating like a surgeon. Like,
no daughter of mine's going to marry a surgeon.
A blue collar? He works with his hands? Oh, what is he, a plumber? What is he, Johnny DeVito?
Johnny DeVito, great guy. Great job, great guy. He's got does he plumb here, Johnny DeVito?
Does he? I never use that as a verb. Does he plumb?
Does he plumb here?
Huh. It's like a doctor. Does he doct?
He looks like a plumb.
He looks like a plumb.
he's
a plumbist.
A tall plumb. Johnny.
I assume plumbers, they have to be oddly shaped. Like Johnny DeVito, he's tall and thin. You know? Well, Finnish, you know?
Yeah, he's, yeah.
But he's tall. He's like 6'7" or 8".
He is really tall.
Or they have to be like, you know, it's Mario or Luigi, like he says in his joke. Mario is small, short, and fat.
Yeah.
And Luigi is tall and thin. He's Luigi.
Yeah, he's Luigi.
Yes, maybe that's why I connect with him, because I always felt I was the Luigi. You ever heard, remember my joke?
I don't remember.
I had a joke where, like, when every time I played Mario with my brothers, mm-hmm. I was always Luigi, mm-hmm. and that kind of messed me up.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm always Luigi. No. I'll never be first player. I'm always, you know, the green. Like, you're not the main star. You know, you're green.
Did it actually hurt you a little? Or, like, imagine he made you.
Joke.
Imagine he made you be Peach. He's like, no, you're not Luigi. You're Peach.
There was no Peach. There was no transgender role playing back.
Or he made you the mushroom.
No, you can't. No. Dude, back then it was just. The first Super Mario. I remember I'm 85 years old.
But wait a minute. Which Mario has two players? Mario. I know, but were there two players on the same screen?
Listen, you're overanalyzing the joke.
Okay. I was thinking more
You're right.
No, I don't know.
The way it would work, I think, is
one person would then the next person would play.
Yeah, and I would be Luigi. And to a point where, like, I'm going to stop playing. I'm just going to watch you play, but I'll be, like, the brain behind the...
You know what was the best? Donkey Kong, because...
You were Donkey Kong, or you were...
I loved both. I played the hell out of...
Wait, you can play both. So you're either evil or good.
Oh, wait. No, I thought you meant, do you play Mario or Donkey Kong?
Like the two games.
I play both, whatever. Okay. But Donkey Kong is a gorilla. He's a nice guy. And his second player is Diddy, and he's also a nice guy. And so there's two...
Diddy?
No, this Diddy was before that Diddy. No, maybe around the same
time. Who Diddy first?
I don't know.
He diddled.
Who diddled?
Apparently, Diddy likes to diddle.
Yeah. Was he on the list? Apparently, every meme I see is like P. Diddy watching the list, and he's like drinking some like apple juice, and he's all nervous. Have you seen that?
No, but I have been paying attention.
Yeah.
To the Jeffrey Epstein case. This week was. You're gonna have to censor a lot of words.
Yeah.
This week was. Week.
Oh yeah, you it's know, like Shark Week.
You know, exactly. You know, there's Shark Week.
Yeah.
In the news, on Twitter, on Netflix, on like it's.
Week.
It
Get is
ready.
Epstein thing is trending again on Netflix. Dirty Filthy Rich.
Dirty
or
Filthy. I watched on Amazon. I watched Sound of Freedom. You know what that is?
Is that like where people? It's like about the January 6th thing, or no?
Sound of Freedom. Is a movie, it's an action movie made by right-wingers, apparently. I don't know who made it.
Okay.
It's about a guy, he's a cop, and he goes after... And it's based on a true story.
Oh, really? Is it Pizzagate?
I don't know if they're... Okay. I was eating pizza.
but do you remember the guy that broke into the pizza place being like, there's in the basement of the pizza place?
Yeah, I remember it. Poor guy. Imagine having...
Poor guy, yeah.
Dude, listen. If I find out... I don't know for you, but I'm so lazy...
Yeah.
If I find out that there's in a pizza place, and I'm the only one who believes it, I'm simply like, someone else will go.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go and bust doors. Like, someone else will take care of it.
Let's say you're walking down the road. I know we're derailing a tiny bit, but we'll get back to your thing. But let's say you're walking down the road and you see this is a philosophical question that determines what type of person you are, almost like fundamentally.
You see a caught child.
No. you're walking down the road.
Oh god, yeah.
And you see an old lady slip.
Yeah.
Do you help her up, or do you?
Am I
starts walking very slowly?
Am I on the street or am I in my car?
You're walking down the road.
If I'm walking down the road, I'm gonna go check out on her. If in my car.
Yeah, no,
I'd be
driving.
Like, oh, well, someone's got to take care of her.
Yeah.
I'm not getting out of my car. This
no,
is the
no,
limit.
No, not the car, but like walking. Do you, like, would you stop?
Yeah.
God. I'm like hoping to God that, like, there's four people in front of me.
Of course, me too. But if there's no one, I'm like, oh, someone.
I wouldn't know what to do. First of all, when they start speaking French, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I don't know what you.
That's insane.
What are you saying right now? Like,
it's okay.
She's like, my modo.
That's good enough.
I'd be like, I don't know. Dodo.
Well, listen, there's not 20 things you can do. Like, she wanted me to pee on her face. There's like three things. You pick her up. Are you okay? And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I'll be like, but ChatGPT told me to leave you on the ground because...
Soulless ChatGPT told me not to...
Because you maybe have a back injury and I'll put you in the recovery position.
Okay, then just stand there.
Yes.
Just stand there. And by the way, it won't affect your life in reality, but it would feel good inside.
I know.
I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples. once I was driving, I was on the carry, okay? Yeah. And I see a car in front of me, and I don't know what happens. I just see the car going, and then it like turns and pops, smacks the wall. I'm like, I was listening to Jamiroquai, and I put the volume down. I'm still, I park. I don't get out of my car. She's still in the car. I call 911. I tell them, I didn't even leave my car. I just witnessed an accident.
Wow.
Then other people stop, and like they get the lady out, and she's like, it was like shocking to see. I call 911 again. I'm like, guys, can you please come?
They're like,
I called like 5 times. Whoa. I was really, because I'm like, the girl started shaking.
Whoa.
And you're like, holy macaroni, you know? It was like,
shaking.
I don't know what happened. I have no idea what's going on. I just know there's a lady, and she's like, we're all like, you okay?
Twerking?
Some people are more like confident than me, so they're like, then they're like, miss, no. Like they talk to her.
Yeah.
I was just standing like making sure she's not.
I'm
just calling 911. That's all I'm doing. 911. And then the cops came, and then it's like, do you see what happens? And she responded. I'm like, is the lady okay? Like, she's like, are you okay? Like the cop.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll be fine. Is she okay? I truly believe in my heart that I did a good deed that day.
You stopped.
But now that like I don't get tickets when I drive fast, I'm like, it's because God loves me.
God.
Yeah, because the cops have it in their system that I helped the lady. She's like, come on, let him go 60. Everything's out of here. I really justify it in my head
that
way.
That's good, until you ran over with old lady.
And then until I ran over with old lady, then it starts at zero again.
Bad luck all over,
Starts at zero again, and then we go up. Dude, for the longest time, my license plate, the ink was removed.
Yeah.
And I would just drive with a... Pretty much like you just can't really see.
Yeah, you can't see the license plate.
And it lasted like a year and a half. And then I got a ticket. I'm like, all right, it's time to change it. Like, I wasn't going
to
do anything.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah. No, you see how long you can get away with it. Then you get caught. And then you feel bad about getting caught.
Because it's minor. It's just like, I'm not doing anything bad. I don't drink and drive, really. No. I try to be careful. I mean, sometimes once.
You did once.
Yeah, I feel bad.
But no,
it was 3 minutes of driving.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say when. Maybe it was 25 years ago. It's out of. Anyways, I felt bad. I'm like, I don't want to do that again. But, okay, here's another test of kindness, okay?
Okay.
Because I thought I was being kind,
ooh,
but turns out I'm just being a piece of So, when I put my recycling bin outside, I always put the cans of Coke or the cans of soda water together.
Okay.
So that, because I've seen homeless people come by, and they're like, they're going through the garbage and they're picking it up. I'm like, oh. I'm going to be a good person. I'm just going to put them together so they could take them. They don't have to go through garbage.
Yeah.
Give them some.
And also, they make a mess. Yeah.
But you see, here's the thing. I thought about it. I'm like, it's not because I'm kind. I just want them to get the hell out of my street as fast as possible.
Oh, I hate them. Like, not that I hate them. And they're not even homeless. They're like usually a guy with a nice jacket, like an old man with a normal jacket with normal boots. He's like, it's my hobby.
Gabe, look how we dress. I don't know if we can judge people's income based on how they dress.
This is Uniqlo. I'm Chinese.
I'm Chinese. I think I just want them to like, okay, take your stuff. Because they do look odd.
Yeah.
Take your stuff and leave. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I found out that the can, it's worth 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put it up to 10 cents.
What?
And I thought about, imagine you're like that guy. And you're like, you're returning your cans, and you find that like, oh my God, my income just doubled. I'm a billionaire.
Nobody has ever gotten a double. You'd have to like be promoted from like mailboy to CEO.
Exactly. Imagine the feeling you would get if someone's like, oh yeah, I'm going to start paying you like double your income. And you're like, what?
100% more.
That guy's like, oh my God, I can finally afford a toothbrush.
Yeah.
I can live like Elon Musk. I don't know how he would know Elon Musk, but he'd be like, oh my God.
That's not bad. No.
What a life he's like. Oh my. The happiness level. Find out he just doubled his income.
Does that mean like Coke is going to be more expensive now? I mean cocaine. No, I'm joking.
I don't know if it comes in the, I don't know.
Cans?
That's why you should always reuse a reusable cup, like the Goodnight cup. We should update the name. Or should we keep it Bonui as a joke?
Maybe I'll make a design to see how it looks like the new one. Because I think it would look nice. I don't know. We'll see. I do like this cup though.
Me too.
I like it because it's like an old version of us that doesn't exist anymore. That's like, who the hell are these people?
No, you still look like you.
I do.
Your hair got longer.
Your hair got longer and my eyes got less shinier. I'm wearing the same shirt.
No.
I just realized that. I'm wearing the same shirt as I am in the Bonui cup.
So it's okay. You know what? Then we could keep them.
I still have the same shirt. That's so funny. That's really weird. And you're wearing the same sweater.
That's true.
That's so weird. Okay.
Same design.
So tell me about the Epstein.
So the movie. Let's go back to the Sound of Freedom. So Sound of Freedom. Wait.
Okay. Sound of Freedom.
So Sound of Freedom. It's not a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good because they. First of all, the main cop, he's the guy who played Jesus. Remember Jesus?
Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. So the whole movie, like, oh, look, it's Jim Caviezel arresting. No, it's like, look at Jesus. Jesus is arresting. Jesus is angry at.
That's what Jesus would do.
No.
He wouldn't arrest.
Isn't he like, I love everyone equally?
No, but Jesus, when he comes back and he's mad.
Oh, wait, really? In Christianity, he comes back mad?
No.
What was it? Psych, I wasn't kind to. Yeah? No.
You know how, like, put on the cross and he's like, forgive them for they do not know. Yeah. And then he's up in heaven. He's like, wait a minute. They're all a bunch of ass.
Yeah.
Comes down.
You think
puts
that's
on sunglasses.
That's the thought he had in heaven?
Yeah.
These guys are a bunch of ass.
A bunch of why is everyone, no one believes me anymore? Everyone, like, everyone loves Jews or hate, or I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not even sure which way we're going.
The short.
We can cut around it.
No, but I think... He didn't travel the world. He only knew Jews and Romans.
Yes.
Maybe he would meet a Chinese. He's like, yo, man, those Chinese are awesome.
He's like, what the? He's like, whoa. I didn't make. My dad definitely didn't make you.
They eat noodles too?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you call pasta? What? You eat pasta with
That's
chopsticks?
So
no. But,
yeah.
It's James Gandolfini in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
His son asks him, like, Dad, did you hear the Chinese, they eat the noodles, pasta? He's like, bro, think about it. They eat everything with chopsticks. You think they invented noodles, bro? That's like his whole argument to say, no, the Italian.
Yeah, what do you think? The fork existed 4,000 years ago?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like the metal fork?
It was a stick, and they're like, we're going to eat with a stick till we die.
So fun. Dude, I love that show
so much. It's not a good utensil, the chopstick.
Chopstick, nah.
Well.
You can't eat rice with it. I can eat like a ton of noodles with it.
Yeah.
But and then you can grab like a thing. Like, let's say a shrimp.
Yeah.
But rice, you're like, it's so
maybe,
sad. You got to eat one rice at a time.
Let me play devil's advocate. I realize I like doing this. Maybe it's good for eating because it's not an efficient tool of eating. Mm. So it makes you eat slower.
And taste the flavors.
You can't eat like huge.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, understand, like with a fork and a knife, you can cut and you can eat a huge piece of steak and then you choke and then you die. But with you get your
little piece.
Every portion is small, it's little.
Yeah. Also, I've noticed this is something, I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's something I've noticed Asian people do. They take, let's say it's a long, usually it's a
they
very.
They kill their daughters.
They what?
They kill their daughters.
Whoa. Sorry. I don't understand.
No, you didn't know Chinese people, they.
Oh.
You see, how can you get.
I do remember, but that's so old. That's like 1990.
Well, listen, it's. I'm Cat Williams, all right? This is...
So, I was like...
Hey, man!
I remember that elementary school. That was like a fun fact that teacher taught me.
Yeah, but that's not true. They don't do that anymore. You're right. I shouldn't have...
But,
So, yeah, what did they do?
It's kind of disgusting, to be honest. And so they... It's always a long noodle, right?
Yeah.
And so they take one... They put it in their mouth, and then they put, like, one noodle that goes over one part of the chopstick. Then they take another chopstick and put it somewhere else, like, lower towards the cup, and they go... And so instead of going straight up and making a mess, it goes up. It's like a little conveyor belt of noodles that goes into their mouth, and they slurp it all the way. That's what it's good for.
It's efficient. They're like, how can I be efficient when still sticking to the... They're so loyal to that stick of wood. They've seen forks.
They've seen forks.
They're like, oh my God, this is... They're like, nah.
Imagine I take away a guy Asian... Let's say I go to an Asian restaurant. I take away all the chopsticks.
Give me all your chopsticks. Slowly put the chopsticks in the bag. I'm keeping an eye on you, everybody. Give me your chopsticks. You can keep that big spoon you eat for your soup.
Give me
your chopsticks.
And then everyone's like, what do we do? And they're just staring at the food. They're like, we can't eat this. And then a white guy, like the McDonald's next door comes over. Hey, big cowboy hat, the CEO of McDonald's.
Well, we got ourselves...
We got ourselves plenty of chopsticks over in the McDonald's. Wait a minute.
What? No, he's like, well, guys, listen. If
you guys want some real American food.
Exactly. Let me give you. And then we found out it was him who hired the thief
to
steal all the chopsticks.
Yeah. That's why.
And the secret is because you eat more. Mm. Since you eat more, you need to eat more and more and more and more and more.
You get addicted.
So you're like, this is it's a pyramid scheme or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't you find, I thought about it, then I heard Kanye West say it, now I doubt my sanity. Uh-huh. I've always bought single bars of chocolate. You know me. I like junk food. Mm-hmm. Not even junk food, just candy.
Yeah.
So I love like a coffee crisp.
Mm, I used to love that,
It's my favorite. On Saturday after the show, I bought like bags of chips and 4 bars or 6 bars of chocolate.
Wow.
And that's all I ate. I'm like, this
damn.
Is. I like to do that once a while.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling and a horrible feeling at the same time. So anyways, and I used to buy just a bar of chocolate. I would eat it and be like, I ate a bar of chocolate.
Yeah.
Now they sell it in a double format.
Yeah. I don't know why.
And you eat one and you're like, oh, I'm just going to eat the second one. Right? No one saves.
No one. No. I sometimes have discipline, but never usually. But
no, especially if something I like.
I know.
And then I thought like, oh, they're doing this because it's not a huge quantity of food if you think about it. However, it's a huge quantity of calories and we're not good at detecting calories.
Yeah.
So, but we're good at detecting size, but our stomach can get, you know, can expand a lot.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, oh, they'd make it double so that they can make us fat. And once you're fat, you just keep eating 2 bars of chocolate.
Yeah.
Just, and then I heard Kanye West say that. I'm like, I'm a genius like Kanye West.
That is.
But
that,
I love Jews.
That sounds like a theory that makes sense. It's like they just feed you a ton and now to get satisfied, you need to eat that much. So that means you need to buy. And then eventually they'll get rid of the double thing and then they force you to buy 2.
Everything will be a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You know, like Kit Kat.
Just like one little piece.
No, like Kit Kat is like 4 bars. Coffee crisp, 4 bars put together.
Yeah.
Everything. Mars, 4 bars. So you'll eat everything like a Kit Kat.
You know what's underrated chocolate that nobody ever talks about, nobody ever thinks about, everyone kind of hates? I love Aero bars.
Oh.
I love Aero bars.
Oh, you and your air bubbles.
I love Aero bars.
You hate holes. How
I don't
you
look
like
it. I like holes in my mouth.
It looks like the thing that scares you the most.
I don't look at it, but I eat it, and then it melts, and it's like, this is really good.
You are... disgusting.
I love Aero.
Oh my god.
So
we agree on coffee crisp.
I like coffee crisp. I used to have it all the time.
All the time. It's the
and
best.
And then now I have Aero.
Seriously, like you go and you're like, today I'm treating myself. I'm gonna go buy a chocolate bar.
No.
And you get an Aero.
No. It's not a treat because I go to Dollarama and I buy a dollar either whatever because it's all there for a dollar.
Yeah.
So I'm just buying. It's not really a treat. It's more like a compulsion.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like an evil thing.
I'm succumbing to my compulsions.
Yeah, it's like crack.
I'm gonna. And for you, it's Aero.
No, it's not actually. I take it all back. Okay. And Claire's gonna be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Okay. This is gonna sound insane. So I love, you know, like during Easter, they have those Cadbury cream eggs.
Yeah.
I love those. And so listen to this. They have them secretly all year round.
Get out of my house. Are you serious?
You want to know how? I found a box and I hid a box in a Dollarama. It's like behind something and I'm like, oh, and so, and nobody goes there because it's like in front of like a plant pot or whatever, and I go in and it's like there's like 500 of them and I go,
it's your secret stash.
I see, and I buy one, they're like a dollar, I'm like, okay, and then I'm the only one eating them because all year I'm like, I would love this all year round because they take them away from you at a certain point, right? So now I'm like, I go to the, and it's the one,
like, is he like, there's a video camera, like, is he stealing? He's like, no, he's just buying and paying for each one. He just hides it behind the fake plant. Like, does he know we can see him? Like, he's insane.
And
that's insane.
That is insane.
That's hilarious.
and what? Yeah, I can't remember what I was gonna say. But yeah, no, I've been taking them. They're really good, though.
But don't they, like, I guess they make them for Easter.
Yeah.
And don't they have an expiration date?
I don't know.
Do the eggs and yolk taste different, like, after a year?
You know what they do? You know how, like, our Kinder Buenos, they used to be gooey, then they became, like, kind of crunchy?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Okay. They become, like, they went from, like, the gooey yolkiness, and now it kind of tastes like a, you know, the inside of an Oreo? You know that white cream?
Yeah.
It just kind of feels like that.
It lost its gooeyness.
Yeah, it's now just pure sugar.
Is it expired?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. It tastes so good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is what I'm gonna say. And it's the Dollarama next to the YMCA on Park Avenue. That
That's premium. The dollar. That's a guys. If you can find it, mm-hmm. if you what, you know, do you have a egg hunt?
Yeah,
this is
Easter
literally
egg
an Easter egg hunt in February.
This is insane.
If you can find it, but buy it. You said it's behind a fake plant.
It's like it's sort of like it's kind of like a decoration. I'm not sure if it's a fake plant. It's something you put in a garden somewhere.
Okay,
it's a big Dollarama though.
It's a big doll. Oh, well, that's the whole idea of an egg hunt.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even that out of sight actually. It's just like you know like. If you turn your head towards, it's like, not, if there's something in the way always of it, you kind of have to go like, like, what the hell's that? Like, it's behind like a pillar. It's not like, it's still part of the
it's
the,
hiding
the
in
shelf.
Plain sight.
Yeah, it's hiding in plain sight.
That's how
much.
Smart Gabe is. He hit his Easter eggs in plain sight.
And I'm the only one that buys them 100%.
That's hilarious. So, yeah, guys, if you buy it, okay.
Dude, so I was walking, I was with John, I was at Dollarama, and John Selig was at the Dollarama.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like standing in line, and I was like, oh, I forgot something. And I went to the thing, and he saw me putting my hand somewhere. He's like, what were you doing? And he's like, he's got a cream egg. He's like, what the? Like, I was like,
ugh. Anyone observing you, like, I know this guy.
What is he doing? I'm like, sorry, go on.
I want to say, if you find an egg, buy it.
Yeah.
And come Sunday, the show is already pay what you can, but you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah. Give me the egg, though.
Yeah. You're going to pay Gabe with eggs.
Yeah. Well, you need to
we'll give you a Kinder egg. Bueno, and you give us an old Easter egg.
Yeah, so fun. Good times.
Oh, that's so nice. It's funny because, like, if you look at everything, everything, you know, they call it shrinkflation.
Mm.
Everything is shrinkflation.
Yeah.
Except, what word did you use to buy something? You succumb to your temptation.
Oh, yeah. Temptation. Okay, yeah.
And everything, there's shrinkflation in everything except the temptation foods.
Mm.
The chocolates, they're getting bigger.
They're getting bigger.
You know, everything that is temptation, just...
Bags of chips are the inside is getting smaller. Like, it's becoming more airy, I've noticed. Mm. Certain places where you're like, this is clearly half a bag rather than a full bag. They used to be full. I don't know. I can't remember. But like, play things like
chips are also getting more expensive.
Yes. Yeah.
They must cost more than chocolate. Chocolate is like 90% sugar.
I think there's a Gesundheit, but there's a good TV show where they get like these two really like Michelin level chefs, like amazing chefs, and then they're like, your challenge is you need to make a Dorito. And they have to like figure out how to make a perfect replica of a Dorito, and they're like from scratch. So they have to like they go to like a factory, and there's like the Chinese guy, and he's like, he's like, no, and he's like pushing people away, and he's like learning, he's reading schematics. It's so bizarre, and he
a
like
blueprint of a Dorito. it's like architectural drawing, like whoosh. Yeah. This is a Dorito with measurements on each side.
It's really weird.
Equations.
Yeah, it's not. You think it would be like get a potato, make it orange, cut it like a triangle.
Wait, Dorito. There's no potatoes in Dorito. Is there potatoes in
Dorito? Oh, nachos. What are nachos? Corn.
Corn. Yeah, it's a
get
corn.
Get a corn, make it orange.
Get a corn, cut it, make the tortilla, cut it.
So, you know, but it's spices. Not that. It's like not a real. It's just all chemicals that are just pushed into triangles. That's all it is.
Into triangle shape. It's still delicious.
Oh, I love Doritos.
So good.
Oh,
you know why I stopped eating? I started eating air popped popcorn tortillas.
Ooh.
I don't know how they do it, but it's made with popcorn. Corn. I'm so stupid. So I guess it's just the transformation. They taste lighter. They don't taste as oily. You don't get ugh as much when you eat the whole bag. And
that
there's less
good.
But it's like the new generation of nachos.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. But there's, for me, nothing beats a bowl of tortillas with salsa.
Yeah.
Like you take the tortillas, you put cheese and hot peppers.
Which salsa do you get though? Tostitos? Or do you make your own? Or?
No, I don't make
one. Oh, no? Okay.
No.
It's really good. When you make your own, you can get it like really the way you like it, though.
I find President's Choice makes an excellent salsa.
Oh, I never had that.
Yeah. Chunky President's Choice salsa is fantastic.
I didn't know. I thought I was just forced to get Tostitos.
No, you don't know that.
I hate Tostitos as one.
It's pretty good. It's just I find that the other one.
You can taste that it's 4 years old, though. You're like, what the? This is like traveling from. It feels like the same one. It's like my Easter eggs in the back. They're like hidden.
I find that sometimes when you look at like home, because pretty sure there's a lot of them made in Quebec.
Yeah.
Like those brands.
It's probably so more fresher.
Yeah. You can see like there's not, it's not a complicated product.
Yeah.
It's just you know, tomatoes and vegetables.
Yeah.
So they don't like, oh, we're just going to do it. There's some products that you find, you're like, this is delicious. This yeah. is And some of them, like, they're not as good.
Oh, that's it's interesting. Pretty good. I'm going to go for the President's Choice because I love nachos.
Sometimes
I love
get the cheese one, mm-hmm. which is, you eat it and you're like, I'm eating something nuclear. This is nuclear waste.
This I know. Is
it's like, how can it be so orange? Oh. But you put it in your mouth, and I swear, right now, I'm talking about it.
Really? You like
my
it?
My mouth Woof. Is watering.
Damn.
Like, I'm about to eat a steak or. I'm like, oh, like, I swear to God, my mouth right now is full of saliva.
Oh, wow.
Because it just, it hits all those sensory.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, taste. But you look at it and like, this is.
Nuclear.
This is nuclear diarrhea. Like, there's no way this is not nuclear diarrhea.
Oh, this is so funny.
But I swear my mouth is watering right now. It's delicious.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to have to eat some after.
I like just like melting them on top.
Yeah,
like,
I do that
like,
too.
Like, that's nice. But like shredded, like grated, you know?
Doesn't hit as much as
No,
this.
I know. I know, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's the best.
I'm becoming more mindful of how I feel after I eat. With that being said, this week I ate a bunch. But
does it change your actions? Because it doesn't change my actions at all.
Like like afterwards?
Yeah, because I eat, I don't know why, and it's not a good thing. I realized like this year, I'm like, okay, I don't want to get a girlfriend. Mm. I want to save up some money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Edinburgh. Hopefully we'll mm-hmm. get it.
Yeah,
dating
yeah.
is expensive. Love yeah. is expensive. You know what? I'm just not going to like, I turn off that part of my brain.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I always worked out because I wanted to get laid and be good in bed. So now I'm like, oh, I'm just going to be a fat pig.
No, that's the I worst. Know. That's the worst.
I know.
I think that will 100% affect your everyday. You're just going to be more tired all the time.
I am.
You should be less tired.
But the thing is like,
Yeah, but it feels nice and just.
That's the thing is that I never worked out for the right reasons.
Huh.
So I'm like, eh. And you know what's crazy? The fact that I don't give a fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
Is making me more sexy. Like girls are like talking. I'm like,
really?
Oh, get the fuck out
Where?
Of here!
Because
I'm like, hey, oh, no, I do shows. Okay, I'm out like 5 it's days true, a week, yeah, 6 yeah. days a week. And you're like, oh, hi. I'm like, because I just don't care.
Yeah.
I think just when you get to a point where you don't care, uh-huh. girls are like, hey.
Yeah. I mean,
you just don't care.
I mean, I don't care. No one comes up to me.
No, people come up to you. Just you don't see it. Sometimes I see a girl hitting on you so much. Like she sees me. She's like, oh, no, good show. She looks and she's like. Like,
really?
Like, for me, she, like, okay, this is me.
Really?
Oh, dude, I remember we did a show in Ottawa. Remember you were hosting?
Yeah.
That night?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I remember a girl after the show. So we're standing, right? We're holding the mugs. She comes to me. Okay, you're going to be me. I'm going to be her. Okay?
I'm going to be me?
No, you're going to be me.
Okay, I'm going to be you.
And I'm going to be her.
Okay.
So she comes to me and she's like, no, sorry. She didn't shake mine. She's like, And then she goes to you. You're going to be you. I'm going to be her. Okay. Talking to you because I'm watching her, right? Okay. She just said, she's like, oh, yeah. She goes to you, she's like,
really? Damn, I don't
I'm like, damn. Then I'm like, that's good. Marketing wise, you need wow. girls who are attracted to this,
yeah,
and girls that are attracted to this,
yeah, interesting. You know?
So I'm like, oh, that's good. We're appealing to a broader,
yeah, you need to pull that chain more.
Oh, after out.
No, but after the show, let's say like on the show, and then after the show, when people come up to you, they're like, damn,
but it's like a 10
I didn't recognize that chain.
It's a 10-carat ring. It's not even fancy.
It's just gold. Gold is cool.
No, it's my mommy's. That's all.
I think gold is the cool.
Yeah?
I can't wait. I'm going to buy a gold chain.
You should put your gold chain over your jacket. Like, that's
I
a
wish
jacket.
I had a gold chain. I don't have a gold chain.
Like, this with a gold chain?
This would be so cool.
Oh, my God. Okay. God damn it. I'm going to have to try.
I look like Rick Ross.
I'm not going to give it to you, okay?
No,
because
no, no.
It's a gift from my mom.
I want to stuff this with this. I want to look gigantic.
Looks like you have a collar made of gold. I can't see it, but I don't think anyone else can see it. How does it feel to be this big? Do you like this? Let's see if it affects this. Because you look bigger. You look like Gandolfini.
Yeah. I feel like. No joke.
Well, yeah, he says.
He's like a big jacked, like,
yeah.
Like big, like.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bear. He's an actual bear. Oh, I found out.
Yeah.
I found out.
Yeah.
I did a show on Saturday, okay? The third floor. Guys, you should come. I did 25 minutes. It was so fun. There was a gig in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out. I was headlining. I was doing like 25, 30. So I go up, and I'm starting to do my material, and I notice the guy. There's a guy here, and he's on his phone. So I'm like, well, I have to address this, and I don't want to address it as angry. So I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And you know, start talking to him.
Yeah.
Turns out, he was hooking up. He's a gay guy.
Mm.
He's trying to hook up with a girl, with a guy. So I'm like, oh, can I look at the messages you're sending? He's like, oh, stop it. It's just him in his underwear. Like, he's trying, they're flirting, right?
So literally just like one piece of this?
Yeah, he's like, oh, and showing his ass and like a boner in underwear.
Whoa.
And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to lick your balls. Like, oh! I started typing on his behalf.
Sounds like Claire. Sorry, go on.
Get for you. That's why you married her. Anyways, so I'm like, oh, I want to lick your balls. And he's like, ooh, you know, he's messaging. And then I read back, can I bring my comedian friend? Everyone starts laughing. And then we start talking about types, you know. And I'm like, he's like, I was saying, like, how awesome it is to be gay. That you could just say disgusting things. And the guy's like, all right, let's do it. And you can, you know, everyone just wants to that's all they want to do. And then turns out, I'm like, oh, would I be considered a bear? Because I always fantasized. If I was gay, I would be a bear.
Yeah.
Like, that's the manliest gay there is a bear. Turns out, no.
What are you then?
I would be a twank.
Like a country twink?
From what I understood, a twank is a hairy twink. I'm like, I don't want to be.
Hairy twink?
Yeah, it's
how
a twink.
How big do you need to be a bear?
I don't know. I'm a bear.
Yeah, you're a bear.
I'm like, I don't want to be a twink.
A twank.
Get your phone. Let's get to the bottom of this. Because personally, I'm like, hey, man.
I'm over
like,
top.
I'm not homophobic, but I want to choose what type of gay I would be.
Oh, my phone's there. Do you want me to look up twink?
Twank. So, yeah. So, I thought the guy first, because he's Romanian, I thought he didn't know how to pronounce twink. And then I got corrected. It was a hot girl in the audience.
Twink, Urban Dictionary. A gay man who is both twink and a skank.
Hey, I didn't know this.
What?
I heard it was just like a hairy twink. I'm like, I'm not a twink.
Here's the quote. Ugh, Tim is such a twink. A what? He's both a twink and a skank.
There must be another way. A dick's Jesus.
Oh, that's so funny. Sorry, go on.
An over-the-hill twink? Okay, that makes more sense.
An over-the-hill
twink. The twink is the slender, often androgynous gay sprite, usually in his 20s, who can be seen in a variety of venues frequented by gay men. The twank is the twink long past his prime.
Whoa.
Oh, get out of here.
This is the gayest quote. C'est dommage. He was so fetching 15 years ago, but now that dusty twink is only a shadow of what he'd been.
I'm a twink.
Dude, that...
I'm an old twink.
That sounds like if Frasier was gay.
I'm Frasier. That's why I hate him. I hate myself.
Dude, Frasier's hot.
Oh my god, I'm a twink above his prime. That makes sense because I'm older. The guy was like in his young 20s.
Yeah,
trying to get laid. He said, "I'm a twink," or maybe he was just, you know, like gay people are mean.
Yeah, they're a little catty, especially playing. They're like,
yeah. Oh, he was so playful.
Yeah.
With his little Romanian accent.
Wow, Romanian gay.
Oh, it's hilarious. He's a big, big, giant guy too.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. He's like, we could do it. I'm like, yeah, but can she? He had a friend who had big. Can she come? I like. We can hang. I like. Let me stare at her.
You can stare at these tits.
Ah, damn. Dude, you're. Ah. Oh. I realize, like, Sid is always in shape. Yeah. And all I do is I just punch his body. There's something cool about hitting people who are in shape.
That's funny.
Like, God damn, bro. He's like, ow, ow. Like, can you stop hitting me? We'll never get there. But I won't get there. You still working out?
Yeah, I went today.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell me about the Epstein thing.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying?
Oh, man.
Jake Caviezel. I'll try not to derail anything.
So, it's not a good movie because I find, as I told you, you're like just looking at Jesus going. And the thing is, he's not playing the role well. First of all, the whole movie looks like it's quite easy to catch. Like, it's not good, well written.
Okay.
He's like, they tried to stop him, but they tried to stop him like 4 or 5 times.
Oh.
And then, all right, then go get all the. Like, okay. It makes it look easy. It's not well written.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know how to play a cop who arrests, but I don't think Jim Caviezel did the right emotions.
Okay.
Because he had two emotions. One of the emotions was, oh, I hate.
Yeah.
And the second one is like, I love catching. I love it. It's my passion. Like, I don't think people cops. I think they're probably more emotionless.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, go do this.
It's like a job. Yeah.
Okay, we did the job. Satisfaction, well done. It sounds like, oh, I love arrest. Love it.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night. How much I love arresting
pedophiles. That's so weird. That sounds like a sloppy guy. That sounds like a guy that's all all emotion.
Yeah, all emotion and not. It didn't capture.
Did he get any of them in the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He got like the whole. Apparently, it's based on a true story.
Really?
And the dad, the guy, he's a dad. The guy, the real guy who arrested, he has like 16 kids. I'm like, damn, that's a lot of.
What?
There's a lot of chances of getting one of your kids.
Yeah, taken.
You must really love kids.
Yeah.
Maybe he loves kids. He doesn't hate. He loves kids so much. I gotta, you know.
Maybe he's cleaning up all the loose ends. Like it was his old buddies. Now he's like, I'm gonna take them all down before they take me down, sort of thing.
Say that again.
You know, like you know how like he's going back to take care of loose ends because maybe he was, and so he's going back taking down all the before they take him down.
Oh, it's so dark. I hope you're wrong.
I don't know.
I hope he's just a good guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me too. I just made up a story.
Oh, that's scary. Imagine everyone who catches secretly
a bit of one. Oh, jeez. No. Well, it's almost like, I don't know, like imagine something you're so against.
Yeah.
Usually you're that thing.
Oh, yeah, you hear it on the...
Like,
so what are you supposed to feel ambivalent towards? You're like, eh, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, who am I to judge, you know?
Yeah, who am I to judge?
Who am I? No. Anyway, so I've been watching the whole Epstein thing. Don't you find it odd?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you find it odd that we're arresting so many
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. There's probably way more than we think.
Like, did you know that at your... How old are you?
33.
You're 30. Did you ever think in your life when you were like 20 or when you were 16 that you would know so many...
Like in the news. Like it would be like...
You would be aware of people who are...
No. Like, not at all.
I know so many...
Like as a kid, it would be like... A silent... or whatever. They would be like...
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, you find like this guy. No, I'm like... There's so many people I know. And I find it odd that it's like people we know who are...
Mm-hmm.
Like I would like to get to know the names of people. People don't, like... They arrested so many successful people who are...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to also let us know the unsuccessful, like the loser. Yeah. Arrest loser. My neighbor.
Oh.
It's weird that it's
but then
famous people.
How would you get to that point? You would have to track everyone's internet history. You'd have to be knocking around people's doors.
No, they were banging kids. They weren't just watching child.
No, I know. But like, how would you find your neighbors were?
Cops, geez. Not me. Like people who are advertising the...
I guess so. Yeah.
The news.
Yeah.
Like, who else is a...
I don't know. Like,
you know, I don't care. There's zero chances I'll ever meet Bill Gates. Okay, and if I have kids, I'm like, all right, let's not go meet Mr. Bill Gates.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, but I might meet my neighbor.
Yeah.
So, like,
you don't know.
Get to work on. I think it's more. It's better for society to arrest the loser.
Yeah.
Because you're most humans.
It's more of an example.
No. He has more contact with humans.
Yeah.
Than Elon Musk, who only bangs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
Careful. You know what I mean? It does. Why are we saying this guy's a... So that you keep your kids away from him.
Yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But like, it's not like in the '70s or the fifties where like a guy would be a pee, and they would be like, just don't go to that part of the town, Bill.
Wait,
Billy.
It's a pee word.
Well, I have to cut out all those words, so I'm just gonna say P.
Okay, let's just.
So it's easier.
I'm gonna say P too. Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry. It's just as I said, it's quick.
Yeah.
Anyways, those P's. So there's a P word.
Yeah.
So N word, P word, F word.
Just for the algorithm. That's the only reason I care.
Okay. And people will think, okay, that's good. I like. I would prefer P word.
Yeah.
Because black people never did anything wrong.
No.
Why is it bad to be an N word?
Well, you just can't say it.
You should be a slave owner. I always thought that it drives me insane that the N-word is a bad word.
Yeah.
And not slave owner.
But I think the reason...
They're bad people.
Like, you're allowed to say the word, the whole P-word, but the reason you can't say the whole N-word is because it was used against them.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm not using it now is because the algorithm thinks it's bad.
Okay.
Not necessarily because I think it's
you're
offensive.
Not a moral.
I'm not like
you're not a moral person. You're like
no, but
I don't care. It's the algorithm. I get it.
But
get
also,
it. You don't care.
It's
I get it. Me neither. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're allowed saying it in public. You could go to the store and be like, "Oh my God, did you hear? Michael Jackson is a P.
Oh,
and an N.
Used to be an N.
Yeah.
And maybe a P.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I was also thinking about this. We found out that there's so many really geniuses who shaped the world and made the world better.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson, his music,
yeah.
How many beautiful moments has it created?
Yeah, you know? Tons.
He's a genius. He makes society move forward.
Yeah, it's great.
Stephen Hawking, his brain changed the way we see science.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Yeah.
There's not a single politician who's a P word who, like, oh, I cured homelessness. You know what I mean? They're all.
Yeah.
All politicians are. Politicians should be the P word.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Can't we have like a genius politician who will change the world?
Trump.
Like
Trump.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. But he's not even on the list.
He's not on the list.
He's not on the
That's
list.
Isn't that the greatest news you could ever hope for?
Well, look who he bangs. He bangs a model.
Yeah.
She's a hot model.
He's like a normal guy.
Look at his. He didn't bang a star. You know, like some stars, you see them and they're like petite.
Yeah.
With like no pigtails. No, he banged the American. Yeah. Big blonde. Yeah, it's cool. I'm like, all right, there's no way this guy is a.
You know, he says he's never drank, he's never smoked weed, but his thing is he's horny.
He's horny?
That's his thing.
I think once you're really, really smart, you understand that sex is like, there's nothing better than sex. Mm-hmm. Like people, I like to go play. My friend, I have a friend, he likes to go mountain climbing.
Mm.
I'm like, that's a hobby. That's his hobby. People are like, I'm just going to play with.
Yeah.
It's the best hobby ever.
Yeah.
Name me a better hobby than playing with.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
Whatever. Everyone has a sex thing. That's my hobby.
Yeah.
Like, why would I? What? Bike? Do a triathlon?
I know, but it's.
Here's my triathlon. Yeah. And apparently, lately, feet. All right? These are my three.
Woo, feet.
Oh, yeah, and kissing. Fuck.
Yeah. Kissing.
This is my triathlon.
Kissing's
all right?
Nice.
Bike, run, and swim. What? Are you insane?
No, I don't. No.
Go swim in a pair of double D's.
I like a walk.
You're getting old.
I like a walk. I walked the other day. Ooh, tired.
But if you knew that you didn't need exercise to be healthy, would you still walk?
No.
Exactly.
No, never.
The whole day. You would eat chocolate and put your face in
the whole
day.
Maybe like twice a year I would be like, look at the leaves are changing. And that's it.
I would walk to my car. That's as much walking as I would...
Oh my god. Do I look sweaty?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, usually people that size, they are sweaty.
They're always hot.
Yeah. So imagine you're this big. You're wearing a winter coat in July.
Yeah.
You're wearing 20 layers of winter coats.
It's so crazy.
And your body's like, how can I cool
how
off?
How do they survive? No, they get heart attacks for sure.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
No, but you're not this big.
I'm getting there.
I gotta watch this thing. Damn.
It's so funny. You know when sometimes you have a stupid thought?
Yeah.
So anyway, now that you're fat, what is this, a bug? There's a bee?
I think it's chocolate.
Ooh, fancy chocolate.
It's arrow.
What I wanted to say. I want to go back to Sound of Freedom.
Because,
of course, it's a movie about peas. So, of course, they had to hire actors.
Yeah.
They had to hire actors to play peas. And these actors, they played pretty good peas.
Really?
But I felt so bad for them because they chose, like, really oddly looking men. I'm like, I know so many people who look like this.
Yeah.
This Montreal comedy scene, there's like 35 comedians who are just odd. They're not bad people.
Yeah,
they just look odd. And I guess the director's like, all right, he looks enough of a
pee. He looks weird.
We'll take it. And I feel so bad for them. So bad. Because listen, what's the name of the guy who played the Nazi general? He's like an Austrian.
Oh, Christoph Waltz.
So Christoph Waltz got an Oscar for playing an amazing Nazi.
Yeah.
The worst. No one is going to give these peas any awards.
There has been.
They're just like, look at this pea.
There was.
What about Nazis? Who 6 million Jews? Oh, Lord, let me give him an Oscar because he's so good at it.
Mystic River is about
a pea?
Peas.
Yeah.
Or a pea. And that won a lot of Oscars.
The guy got the main actor got an Oscar?
I think he did, yeah.
Who was playing
I think it was, who's the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Spicoli?
I have no idea. Fast Times in Ridgemont High?
It's a movie. Wait. Here. I can't remember his name. Fast Times.
Johnny Depp?
No, sort of like him, but somebody else. Sean Penn.
So Sean Penn plays a P.
I think, or he's... There is a people in that movie.
No, check, because that would dethrone my theory.
Okay.
So Sean Penn playing...
Mystic River.
But wait, he doesn't play a P in the... I think I saw Mystic River.
Oh, does he not pay play
well,
P?
Why is Google... Why are you typing...
What's going on? What's this?
You type Google, like in Google, type Mystic River. Did you type... Like, use current location? Why is it asking you?
Okay, who won an Oscar?
Wait. Yeah, but he wasn't a pedo. He was a cop, no?
I don't...
Someone... No, there's no P's in Mystic River, bro.
I don't know. It doesn't say who the P is. I can't remember.
Yeah, but the P I'm trying to say is that P don't win Oscars.
No, they probably
Nazis,
don't.
Nazis...
Yeah, they win.
A guy who... million, like, yeah. Oh, look, he's so good at being one of the most evil creatures.
Charming.
Charming evil creature.
Yeah.
However, a which is worst. So imagine way trying worse. To nail playing a so
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
We can even, Jesus couldn't even play a cop who wants to...
He's not getting any.
He's not.
Probably no one's watching that movie.
He didn't even. It's so hard to be in that world
mm-hmm.
that the actor who was playing the role of a guy who catches them didn't do a good job. That's how hard it is to be in that
it
world.
It must be really hard.
So imagine
because there's no reference. There's no like I'm gonna follow the guy around all week.
Imagine actor or even P is like I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's no reference to
yeah.
becoming in the zone. You know, like Tom Cruise became a delivery driver for like a month to become this.
What's that word? Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh,
there,
method actor. Yeah, yeah.
You can't really you just go yummy.
Yeah,
I love kids.
There's no method acting. You know that I'm really obsessed with Ozzy, right?
Yeah.
Like, love Ozzy, loves listening to his music. So I'm starting to realize that Sharon Osbourne is actually like remember like I mentioned before, like in another episode that Sharon Osbourne told Ozzy to reinvent himself.
She's the mind behind the machine.
Yeah. She is actually even much more than a pimp than I actually thought that she was. So in the 90s, there's all these music festivals that are coming out. There's Lollapalooza, and then like Woodstock came back, and it was all the cool music, right?
Yeah.
So Ozzy was like big in the 70s, big in the 80s. Like it went from like heavy. He like basically invented heavy metal and punk, and then he popularized like a mainstream metal. And then in the 90s, he kind of had a career slump because everybody was listening to grunge music.
Yeah.
Which I hate grunge.
Nirvana.
I like Nirvana, but I hate like Soundgarden. Ugh. I hate Pearl Jam. I hate that. It's so bad. But they were the acts that were headlining all these big festivals.
Yeah.
And so Sharon is Ozzy's agent, right, and manager. So she calls up the biggest festival, like Lollapalooza, and they're like, "Hey, can Ozzy headline the show?" And they laughed at her. They're like, "What?" Ozzy, he says, "What is he's gonna bite a bat? What is he gonna bite a dog next or whatever?"
It's like asking Frank Sinatra to headline Oshiaga. It doesn't make sense for them.
It doesn't. But she was like, "It doesn't matter. Like he's the he's so big. Like she and she didn't have it. She was like, you know what? I'm gonna put on my own festival, and it's gonna be the biggest, most popular festival. And she started Ozfest. Which was huge in the 90s, in the 2000s, and it went longer than Lollapalooza, and the acts that they booked were like these up and coming like metal acts, like you know, like remember like Slipknot or whatever, like a System of a Down, those guys, and then like they were like nobodies, and then they would like play their festival, and the next year they would headline it, and so she basically like revitalized Ozzy's career during the 90s with like just this huge festival, and Ozzy would headline the last show. And then at one point, like, Ozzy's like an idiot because he, like, was like, I'm big again. I'm lazy. And so he just didn't show up to his own show. he's like, why? They're like, I don't need to be there. The festival's done. So he kind of went again. But I think, like, her whole job is that Ozzy doesn't want to do anything. And she just saves his ass every single time. Because then in the 2000s, they did the Osbournes, which made her then famous again.
Man, do you find Claire does that to you?
Sort of, like more, a little bit, but not like careery, but like more like driven, makes me want to do more stuff.
Okay. That's good. That's I guess this is how you found your Sharon for your thing.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. Claren. Anyway, that's like a story I wanted to tell. I had that on my, I'm thinking about that, the Ozzy all day.
You're making videos about cars jumping over hills.
I'm thinking about
Ozzy all day. And the whole week, I'm just thinking about those peas.
You're writing like conspiracy theories.
It's insane, dude. It's insane that we arrested so many peas. And I feel these peas, and they're all American. Not they're all American, but they're destroying the American dream. You know what I mean? Part of me is like, There's peace probably in Europe. There's peace probably in Russia or whatever. Why are we only finding out about peace that that follow the North American mentality?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, yeah.
Is it an attack? Is it, are the peace of Russia, let's say, like, you know what, we need to bring down America, so we're going to ruin, like, the American dream. Uh-huh. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, all these big, Oprah, Tom Hanks, all these names, we're going to try to bring them down by exposing them for who they are.
Oh.
So they're like destroying America from within.
Whoa.
That's what I think. It's cause it's
but
odd.
Do you think that
these guys are all so successful? You understand, dude? To yeah. be this successful, to be Bill Gates, to be Elon Musk,
yeah.
to be, you have to make so many decisions that are right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
uh-huh.
want to tell me they can't hide their peas, their pee
actions
better? Come on, Bill Clinton. You want to, the guy, they take so many good decisions. You want to tell me?
But a lot of them aren't
sabotaging them. They're sabotaging America.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of these celebrities and big figures that are doing these things, right, aren't. It's not like, you know, like they say, like, being a P is like a gender. It's like that's their thing. They let.
Yeah.
But isn't it the whole reason they're doing things with children or underage people yeah. is because they all have, like, dirt on each other, and they slowly will, like, unveil secrets. If one person goes down, then I'll take you all down and all that, right?
Apparently, from what they say Epstein, he was like, I'm going to have power all over you
yeah.
by getting you to bang.
But I think it's also
children.
I don't know what the society is. I'm not sure what mm-hmm. they all were doing on this island. It was Epstein's island, mm-hmm. right? But I think they all were a part of this group that they all, I'm not sure what the function of the group was,
mm-hmm.
but if one person were to snitch, everybody would go down. So nobody would snitch. And I don't think it was necessarily
so how
just
did it
Epstein.
Go down?
Well, they got, I don't know. The list should be taking everybody down, but I guess it's not really taking anybody down yet.
But how was it, like, as I said, okay, but who's the one who's like,
who's the one?
Guys, you know, I'm a P, but also look who else is a
yeah.
P. Or is it, again, as I said, attack on America from within?
Yeah.
We're going to get their P's.
Yeah.
Only their successful P's. As I said, no one is talking about the loser P's.
No, but this sort of, there's like a mayor that's like a mayor of like Cincinnati or whatever, stuff like that.
But
you know?
Still, it's a person in power yeah. who means something to someone.
Yeah.
You know, what about the programmer? What about the street cleaner? What about just those, in the sense that so many successful people, icons, literally icons
yeah.
of America, of the English speaking world are being torn down. Yeah. Icons. Icon, like Bill Gates, richest American yeah. in the world, right?
Yeah.
Going down.
But is he? It's more of his products that people like or know him for. Like, yeah. they're not going to take away my Windows, you know? They're not going to take away my Xbox.
No, they're not. But it's just like, yeah. oh, that's a
it's yeah. But
you understand
he,
successful
yeah.
people who look at ambition. Like, let's say you're like, you see Bill Gates as your hero.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're like, I'm going to work exactly like him. I want to work hard. And then you found out he's a P. Maybe they were like, oh, you know what? Him, I'm not gonna follow his action. He's horrible.
Yeah.
So we're taking down icons and icons for so many people. So many people look at Donald Trump as a prophet.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all
yeah.
these guys, they work so hard to get who they are to create a product that is good, but they're also peas.
Unless you know how
attack on America. I think that's what I think.
Unless you know how like the Little Mermaid had their first black like mermaid, and all these black girls are like, oh my god, I'm being represented. Maybe there's young peas
young
out peas. That could be like, I could be great too.
I can be a pea and great.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is a genius. That is a genius.
See, it's positive. There's a positive outlook to everything.
This is the conspiracy. Like, we need more peas in power. We need a new generation of peas.
Yeah.
We need new ambitious peas to take control.
Mind your peas and Q's.
Oh, yeah. QAnon.
Whoa.
And Q's. Mind your peas and Q's. QAnon and
whoa,
the peas.
Whoa, that's not bad. Mind your peas and QAnons.
Mind your P's and Q's.
I mind your CP's and Q's.
What is CP? Oh, CP is child.
P's.
Huh? Orange? what?
Child. Oh, I shouldn't even. I just canceled that whole thing. You can't even say that.
Just beep, 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 beep.
Funny.
Anyways. Yeah.
That's it. Very interesting. When are we done? Yeah, we've done an hour. Whew, I'm sweating. Can't wait. Oh.
It's fun, guys.
Yeah.
Do you feel anything?
Yeah, a little, but not really.
When you play martial arts, they make you wear something.
Really?
So you just feel the impact. You don't feel a.
Oh, yeah.
So you just.
Or like when they sick dogs on you, like yeah, in those that I want to do that
you
one day.
You do it against your girlfriend.
She beats you when she's drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. You gotta take away. All right. Well, let's say bye, guys. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this
very
silly podcast.
Very silly.
We love you very much. Eugene, I love you.
Bye.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
Yeah.
If you're new to this, again, message something downstairs.
Yeah. Comment below.
Comment below.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. I love you, Eugene.